The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live, the 4 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining me. Sad, tragic news out of San Jose, California. If you have not heard, 9 people are dead in a rail yard horror. An employee of part of the Transit Authority in San Jose went to a rail yard earlier today, opened fire, shot many more, but killed 8 people and then turned the gun on himself. And in total, 9 people dead. In California, local authorities will be giving a press conference probably within the next half hour. We do not know the identity of the shooter. We do know that he is deceased. We do not know anything about the motive, but news agencies are reporting that he was an employee of the transit company there in San Jose. So just incredibly tragic situation. Another mass shooting in California. And of course, we will hear about gun laws, gun this, gun that. Guns do not pull their own triggers. Guns are not ultimately the problem. We have always had guns in America. Always. The problem is the person behind the trigger. We have a heart problem. We have a sin problem. We have a problem with evil in America. I've debated all day long whether to share this with you, and I think I will, because I think it's instructional. Had a really sad Facebook conversation this morning with someone who was my friend on Facebook. I'm not going to give many of the details because it is not my intent to malign this individual in any way, shape, or form. I don't want to identify them. I don't want anybody guessing who this individual is. But we have been friends on Facebook for quite some time. He is a black individual. I will say this, part of a very, very large black church, predominantly black church here in Columbus, and a very influential individual in our community. I'll just leave it at that. That could be any one of thousands of people, all right? And we've been friends on Facebook, and he has a deep, abiding bitterness and anger towards, number one, Donald Trump and evangelicals in general who supported Trump, particularly white evangelicals. I mean, he has a real problem, a real problem of bitterness and resentment. How could you white evangelicals possibly support this evil, evil, evil man? And, you know, while Trump was president, there were constant posts about how bad, how evil he was and so forth. Well, he's not president anymore, but they continue. And the strange thing is he would post a post that was wonderful. We're all one in Christ and we're followers of Jesus. And I mean, just wonderful things. And I would post, amen, brother, preach it. Wow, that's beautiful. That's great. I would often say very positive comments about his posts when they were positive, and I could agree. And then the next post would be just something incredibly mean-spirited about Donald Trump and those who supported him. I mean, just really mean-spirited. Occasionally, I would reply, not very often. And I tried not to be smart or snide, but I would question, this isn't real love you're expressing here, and so on. So anyway, a couple of days ago, he posted a wonderful post about, you know, the real answer to racial divisions and all that is love. Forgive our neighbors. We need to forgive our enemies. We need to forgive. We as followers of Jesus need to be characterized by love and compassion and acceptance and forgiveness. And it was a wonderful post. But it followed. It was right after a post that was so mean-spirited about number 45, Donald Trump and his followers. And so, to the post that was wonderful, we need to be characterized by love, forgiveness, compassion. You know, we need to love all people. This is the answer to racism and so forth. And I simply said this. Does that include Donald Trump? It was an honest question. Does that include Donald Trump? You're talking about loving everybody, forgiving everybody, accepting everybody. And I just said, does that include Donald Trump? Well, he did not like that at all. Didn't like it. And it was an honest question. So I woke up this morning. That was yesterday. I woke up this morning and picked up my phone. There's a long, long message from this individual on Facebook. And he says, would you please unfriend me? Okay. Would you unfriend me? I'm tired of your snide remarks. And he went on and on and on and on. And all I did was say, you posted a wonderful post about loving, caring, compassion, forgiveness, and so on. And I just said, does that apply to Donald Trump? Well, it made him angry. And so I wrote him back and said, I will sadly grant your request and I will unfriend you. I've enjoyed the debate, the dialogue, but if you want me to unfriend you, I will be happy to. And so I will. And then I added this, and I quote, this is what I said. I only hope you will speak as forcefully to the evils of the current administration as you did the past one. Because he was constantly calling Trump evil and the people who followed Trump evil. So I said, I hope you will speak as forcefully to the evils of the current administration as you did the past one. Abortion, redefinition of marriage, transgenderism, et cetera, et cetera. So far, you have been silent. But again, I pray for God's richest blessings on you and yours. I assume you will want the last word, which is fine. God bless you. And here is the response that he gave me. Now, please remember, this is a spiritual leader in our community. Quote, I work to uplift the poor and leave those issues to others. I said, I hope you'll speak about abortion, the evils, the redefinition of marriage, transgenderism, which is hurting people, that is considered by many to be child abuse. Quote, I work to uplift the poor and leave those issues to others. I cannot express the sadness in my heart. Not because he wanted me to unfriend him. Ah, I get that kind of stuff all the time. I do a live talk show. Are you kidding me? I have mean-spirited things said to me all the time. I'll share why that broke my heart when we come back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Listen to me carefully. None of us should sell our soul for a political party or a politician. Never, 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 never. Never. And would you allow me to be completely honest with you? I believe that there were a lot of evangelical Christians who were willing to sell their spiritual soul, and I'm not talking about salvation, I hope you know that, but in a sense, to sell their soul for Donald Trump. They were going to support him unconditionally, no matter what he said, no matter what he did. Didn't make any difference at all. I'm going to support him. And he, you know, I supported Donald Trump. I voted for him, but it was not unconditional. If he said something was wrong, I said he shouldn't have said that. That was wrong. We can't support that. I was unwilling to sell my testimony for Christ to support Donald Trump. I think he did wonderful things. I think his presidency was an incredibly successful presidency. And I think we will see more and more the positive things that he accomplished in 4 years. And after we get a couple of years into this current administration, I think a whole lot of people are going to want Donald Trump back. All right? But I was unwilling to lose my Christian testimony to support Donald Trump. I was unwilling to support things that he did and said that were just plain wrong. And he did do and say things that were just plain wrong. With that said, I think he did far more good things than he did wrong things. At times he exaggerated. He played fast and loose with the truth. He didn't treat people with the respect that he should have treated them. There is no doubt about that. But I don't think he did things that were evil. He supported life. He stood against abortion. And in spite of his past immorality, he stood for the traditional family and traditional marriage. He did. So he did some unwise things, some cruel things at times, some crude things at times. But I don't think he did anything evil. And I promised you when he did something praiseworthy, I would praise him. When he did something cringeworthy, I would cringe. And I think I kept my promise. But that should be true on the other side as well. If you are a Democrat, if you are a liberal, it is unconscionable that you would sell your soul for a politician or a political party, or to turn aside and ignore evil. And what brought that up Someone who was my friend on Facebook this morning said, unfriend me. I'm tired of what you say, and you don't understand. And this is a black individual, a black brother in Christ, by the way. A black brother in Christ who has a great deal of influence here in Central Ohio in the black community. And I'll leave it at that, that, again, that could be a thousand different people. I am not trying to identify this individual. In fact, I'm trying to do exactly the opposite. But here's my problem. This individual is an influencer in the black community in Columbus, and he was constantly on a tirade about Donald Trump and evangelicals who followed him, and his posts were filled with bitterness and anger. And he posted a wonderful post. We need to be loving, caring. We need to forgive everybody. We need to love our enemies. And I said, well, that's great. Would that apply to Donald Trump? Well, that was the last straw. And so again, I just said, okay, I'll unfriend you. You've asked me to. That's fine. But I hope, as you spoke out about what you've considered evil about the Trump administration, I hope you will speak out about the evil of this administration, abortion, redefinition of marriage, transgenderism, etc. His response, and I quote, I work to uplift the poor and leave those issues to others. What? Abortion? You won't speak out about abortion? That is genocide in your community? More black babies are being aborted than any other race? Planned Parenthood in your community was founded by a blatant racist by the name of Margaret Sanger? And in order to get some dollars from the federal government to help the poor, you will leave those issues to others? Marriage? Family? Life? You're going to leave that to other people? That is not an issue for you? The breakdown of the family? Was I angry? No, I wasn't angry. I'm sad. I am sad that someone who has that much influence indicates that dealing with life, marriage, the breakdown of the family, it's not that important because I'm going to help the poor. If you want to help the poor, you better deal with some of the root causes of poverty. Just sad. And I'll leave it at that.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.